Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin Davis, and I just wanted to do a very quick podcast here. We have a full one coming up tomorrow at some point. I'm coming on with my parents to talk about raising kids fairly and differently according to their different personalities. I'm really excited about it. They had 10 kids, obviously me being one of them, and truly the entire gambit of different personalities. I'm really fascinated to talk to them about that. And again, that will be coming out sometime tomorrow. God willing, we're all a little bit busy, but we're trying to get that done tomorrow at some point. So today, I want to do just a few minutes in talking about an idea I have. I am what people call an idea man. Now, that's not like Steve Jobs, who has like brilliant ideas. I just have lots and lots of kind of mediocre ideas, and many of them don't pan out. And some of them do. And typically, even when they do pan out, I don't stick through it. So that's the idea. That's the issue many times of being an idea man. You have ideas, but then don't actually follow through on them, and only occasionally get, you know, actually good ideas through to their conclusion. Now, the idea I have now, and so people can please tell me if this is good or bad, but the idea I have is that people who listen to this show from all around the world, I think many of you are musical in some way. I have many friends here just in Germany, in Austria, and Australia. I know many people in the US too who are very musical in our little traditional Catholic circle. So my thought was, why don't we all get together, not literally, but why don't we get together and put together a little quote-unquote album of music on YouTube or Podbean, and we can put it on my channel, and each group per se or person can send me their song or their I don't know, music, and we can publish it as a traditional Catholic album. Now, I haven't really ironed out any of the ideas. I'd love to hear some feedback on the idea. Maybe it's a bad one. I honestly don't know. I understand that a lot of people don't have access to good recording equipment. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it's good enough just to have a nice phone or even a basic phone, and just if it's good enough for people to listen to, I think that could be interesting. And I think that the music could be anything from Gregorian chant to polyphonic palestrina type music to folk music. Now, obviously, it needs to be something that is appropriate. It shouldn't be rock, as of course I talked about in one of my previous videos about the evils of rock and roll. It should be very, you know, appropriate for this channel. But there's plenty of music like that. I've talked about, again, with Matthew in one of the other videos on the channel about, you know, music that we like. And sometimes it's even soundtracks from movies. Sometimes it's Irish folk music or it's American folk music. And I think there's a lot of good stuff out there that's plenty wholesome and has no issues with it. And I think that would be a really fun thing for us to get together. Maybe we need some, you know, ways of being together as a group and not strictly in terms of our faith. Maybe we need a little bit of this getting together in terms of our culture. And I think music is a big part of that culture. And I think that could be a fun idea that we can get these groups together of people sending in music and, hey, meeting each other online and maybe coming together and meeting in person. We have the Oberdarching Music Fest in the end of July, on July 31st. That's just outside of Munich. And I know, obviously, this year it's going to be hard for anyone to travel, so we don't expect many people from outside Germany, unfortunately. But in the future, I hope people will be able to come. We'll also have, before that, for a few days, a pilgrimage in honor of Our Lady of Altötting. This is a little town, I guess, east of Munich, maybe a little bit northeast or southeast, east for sure of Munich, of a very famous pilgrimage location of Our Blessed Mother. We went there last year and got rained on the entire trip. It was very difficult. This year we'll make it a little easier, and it'll be obviously in the summer. That pilgrimage will be on July 29th and 30th. So anyone who wants to come here and do that, I again understand, of course, with COVID it's harder, but I think the travel restrictions are going to be possible this year, especially for people from the European Union. So please contact me at kevin89davis@gmail.com. And please, 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 if you have any ideas, if you have any comments on the idea of this idea of mine for doing an album from traditional Catholics from around the world of music, please send me an email, comment on this. If it's on Facebook, if it's on YouTube, if it's on Podbean, send me a note. You know, if you have an idea of something you would like to record, or if you think it's a bad idea, go ahead. You can send me a little bit of hate mail on this one. I'm open to it, because at this point it is just the very seeds of what could be something very cool. So yeah, let me know. And again, stay tuned for tomorrow's podcast with my parents about raising kids with different personalities and in a different way, but of course, always equally and fairly. Until then, God bless.